News every 15 minutes, weather every 10, and sports twice an hour.
News Talk KGVO, AM 1290 and 98.3 FM.
You're listening to Montana Morning with Peter Christian.
New fire causes overnight evacuations in northwest Montana. Good morning, everyone. It's Montana Morning for Wednesday, August 9th, 2017. Right now we have a very, very warm 66 degrees in Missoula. The sky is very smoky. Looking outside my patented exclusive weather window, I know there's some mountains out there somewhere, but I just can't see them through the smoke. Air quality is considered to be moderate in Missoula right now. It is, we'll get to the air quality throughout the with the rest of western Montana here in just a few moments. Again, it's 66 degrees in Missoula. Our newscast this morning, sponsored by the Bitterer Tour of Homes, August 18th to the 20th. For ticket information, check them out online at bitterertbia.com. Residents near Eureka were evacuated in the middle of the night Monday as the lightning-sparked Gibraltar Ridge Fire roared to over 800 acres. Fire Information Officer Haley Graff explains.
There are structures and residences that are threatened, so we have evacuated a couple of areas. The areas that are under immediate evacuation include Sherman, Griffith, and Stevens Creeks, and Terrialt Pass, and then the Graves Creek area is on pre-evacuation.
Graff says the fire started on the west side of Gibraltar Ridge and then was spurred on by the wind.
They were experiencing some pretty strong winds last night that actually created some spot fires and helped that fire progress rapidly to the west, closer to town, which is what triggered those evacuations. There is a shelter for evacuees that's been set up. That is at the Church of God in Eureka, Montana. It's my understanding that that shelter was set up in the middle of the night last night.
Sheriff's deputies transported residents to the emergency shelter at the Church of God all night long. Around 30 homes were evacuated, but so far no known structures have been lost. Now it's 7,500 acres. The Lolo Peak Fire continues to expand. Few fire trucks are working the fire because of the extremely rugged, steep terrain, most of which hasn't burned in over a century. Fire Information Officer Mark Strubel said air power has been the main heavy equipment on the blaze.
We've got five helicopters dropping water and retardant, mostly retardant, from our portable plants that we have out there. And quite a bit is being dropped, thousands of gallons every day along the edge of this fire, trying to stem the flow, so to speak. We've had to expend about $8.8 million on this fire so far. It's tenacious, and it's going to take a while.
A control line has been under construction on private property down near the base of the fire, but there are secondary lines further up the mountain that include roadways that may be used for engines if the fire expands that far. It may very well do that. An evacuation warning was issued for the area at the beginning of August.
It's been a full week now. We've had some people ask us, well, are you guys going to go ahead and pull that out, you know, and are we not going to have the warning any longer? And no, it's going to be in place, I think, until either this fire goes out. If we get a large rain or snow event, and of course, this is only early August, so it's going to be a while before that were to happen, or if the fire were to burn down to one of those secondary lines.
Strubel said the fire is now about 2.5 miles away from the nearest residence up in the Mill Creek area. Since the Rice Ridge Fire blew up on July 24th, just a few miles from Seeley Lake, residents have been subjected for almost 3 weeks to the worst air quality in the state. Missoula County Sheriff's Captain Tony Anthony Rio describes the morning inversions in the western Montana community.
In the evenings, the fire will actually lay down, and we get an inversion over the valley. And so the smoke just fills this valley in and over Seeley Lake. And it is normally so smoky in the morning that you can hardly see across the street.
Air quality specialist with the County Health Department, Sarah Cofield, used the strongest terms possible to people who may have respiratory or weakened immune systems in the Seeley Lake area, and that's get out.
We haven't really seen this in Missoula County for this prolonged period, so it's kind of a new situation for, I think, the whole community, but folks in Seeley Lake are being exposed to really terrible levels of air pollution right now, and one of the best things that folks can do is get away from the smoke. Just get out if you can.
Cofield is concerned that Seeley Lake, being a small community, has limited medical resources to treat people who have complications from breathing the wildfire smoke on a prolonged basis.
We may be heading towards seeing folks needing those emergency services and needing really quick treatment, and Seeley only has the one health clinic. It's not open on the weekends, and the fire station station, they have ambulances and they have great EMS folks, but there's concern about being swamped and not being able to respond appropriately and as effectively as they would like.
Fire information at the Rice Ridge Fire confirmed that Sealy Lake itself is still closed to all recreation so that planes and helicopters can use lake water without placing swimmers and boaters in danger. MTN News is reporting one of the three defendants in the murder of a Crow Agency woman who was burned alive and left to die in a field last year has agreed to plead guilty as her co-defendant is found competent to stand trial. A plea agreement was filed yesterday at U.S. District Court in Billings indicating Angelica Jo Whiteman, 24, will soon plead guilty to the murder of Roylynn Rideshorse. According to the plea agreement, Whiteman will plead guilty to aiding and abetting in first-degree murder. The plea agreement notes that a conviction of aiding and abetting in first-degree murder carries a mandatory life sentence. The plea agreement was filed as Whiteman's co-defendant, Demarzio Suad Sanchez, was found competent to stand trial. President Donald Trump's administration has opened the door to industry-friendly changes in a sweeping plan imposed by his predecessor to protect a ground-dwelling bird across vast areas of the West. Wildlife advocates warn that the proposed changes would undercut a hard-won struggle to protect the greater sage grouse. Representatives of the ranching and energy industries cheer the policy shift as needed to give states flexibility. A document outlining the recommended changes was released Monday. It backed away from requirements to keep the rangeland grasses and shrubs at a prescribed minimum height, which ranchers had complained was arbitrary. The ground-dwelling sage grouse has lengthy pointed tail feathers that is known for the male's elaborate courtship display. And don't we all? The property values of all Montana counties were finalized this week, and the numbers in Missoula are staggering, up by over $1 billion. Montana Department of Revenue spokeswoman Marianne Dunwell explains.
Your Montana Department of Revenue conducts a certification of the property values in each of the 56 counties. In other words, what's the property in Missoula County worth? And this year, it's a whopping $14.2 billion, and that's up like $1.2 billion over last year.
Of course, property values are directly linked to property taxes.
We incorporate a formula and come up with the taxable value from the market value. And Missoula County's taxable value is $230.3 million. What that means is that it's a value by which local governments establish their budgets and set their mill levies.
At $14 billion, Missoula has the fourth highest property value total in Montana, behind Flathead County at $17 billion, Gallatin $18 billion, Yellowstone leading the pack at $20 billion. A hay donation lottery program set up in North Dakota to help drought-stricken ranchers is being expanded to producers in South Dakota and here in Montana. The effort was launched last week by North Dakota's Agriculture Department, North Dakota State University, and the Michigan-based nonprofit Ag Community Relief. Officials set up a site near the NDSU campus to accept hay donations that will be doled out to needy producers through a lottery process. North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner Doug Gehring on Tuesday said the lottery will be open to ranchers throughout the tri-state area. The application deadline is August 31st. Ag Community Relief is organizing a large hay donation convoy to North Dakota later this month. The first hay drawing will be in early September. More drawings will be held as donations allow. Our News Talk time now, 6:13.
News Talk, KGVO.
Missoula's official weather station. Mostly sunny skies today with areas of smoke. Daytime highs will be in the upper 80s and low 90s. We do have a slight chance of a shower and thunderstorm this afternoon into the early evening hours. I'm meteorologist Brooke Foster for Missoula's KECI 13.